WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment, barring anyone committing insurrection, as their basis to keep him off. This is former Trump administration official Sarah Isker.
What Donald Trump's team is going to argue is that it doesn't apply to the president, that he didn't engage in an insurrection that day because he hasn't been charged with incitement. Lastly, it has to be up to Congress to decide who's eligible or ineligible in the first place.
The Senate will try today to pass a funding bill for Israel and Ukraine, separate from the border bill that failed on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting Hamas's ceasefire terms and vowing to expand the offensive even further into southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, his fifth trip there since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. The volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December, sending jets of lava into the sky. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man convicted in the killing of his mother in Dodgeville was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, 52-year-old Eric Way will not be eligible for extended supervision. Way, a Glendale resident, and his son, Philip Schmidt Way, were convicted of the killing in December of 2023. Schmidt Way is set to learn his fate on March 5th during a sentencing hearing. A man has been charged after a woman fatally overdosed in the city of Mauston in December. According to Juneau County court records, 36-year-old Christopher Patel is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and delivering of drugs. The charge has the repeater modifier. According to the Mauston Police Department, officers responded to a home on East State Street on December 9th of 2023 to do a welfare check. When they arrived, they found the 43-year-old woman dead from an apparent overdose. Patel has been in custody since December 14th on a probation hold. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Scattered light rain likely today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy today out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, some scattered light rain, mostly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 46. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7.
We hope that your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. Friday Eve, we're just kind of hanging out now and waiting for a weekend. Almost there. It's Third Eye Blind.
I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She living. She golden. She lives for me. Says she lives for me. Ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes for me. Smile at what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the games to play. So say, I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. Feeling energy, feeling I believe in the faith that grows. And before I
90s, and more.
Max FM.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, there is Free Fallin'. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7. Now, Finn, good morning. How are you on this Friday Eve?
Good morning. I have my tankard full of coffee, and plus you started the morning off just right with some Tom Petty there, so I'm good to go. Man, you know, I mean, there were a few years there where we got hit pretty hard in the world of music.
Yeah.
The loss of Tom Petty, David Bowie, and Prince all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tom Petty, he was authentic. He was legit,
yes.
Man. He was the real... the real deal. Even stood up for us fans back in the 80s,
right?
when the record company wanted to raise the price on albums. He was the guy that said, no, I don't want my fans paying that much for my albums. So, Miss him.
No pretenses about Tom Petty.
No.
He was who he was, and he was unapologetic for it. And even his family today is still very unapologetic for the things they believe in and the things Tom Petty would have believed in and wanted for his fans and his music. So you got to appreciate that. And speaking of which, as long as we're talking about Tom Petty, there is going to be a Tom Petty tribute show over at Legacy Dinner Theater next Friday night. So if you want to see Tom Petty.
Cool.
Yeah, next Friday night, the 16th is the day. I got to look at my calendar. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. Yes, that would be the next Friday night. So you can go over to Legacy Dinner Theater, formerly Palace Theater, and check out more details about that, too, because that should be a great show. And I know they've actually had them there in prior years, and it's usually a really big crowd because they are really, really awesome. So you might want to go see Tom Petty. If we can't see the man himself in concert anymore, then at least we can still, you know, relive those memories of Tom Petty with some of these great tribute bands.
That's exactly it. I know you went to go see the Prince tribute band a couple of weekends ago. And yeah, I mean, it's a great way to relive your memories of the music.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. So go definitely check that out. I'm trying to find out more information as we sit here and talk about it. Of course, my internet wants to run really, really slowly this morning. Here we go. Now I can tell you more about it. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. And again, we mentioned that is Friday, February 16th, 7 p.m. We're just a couple of days removed from Valentine's Day. So you could make an entire night of this because, you know, you might not maybe go out then on Valentine's Day, but wait a couple of days, do something a little extra special to celebrate the holiday. But yeah, you can go over there, check out videos, get more information, get your tickets as well. Tickets for this particular show are selling for, come on, interwebs, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it, interwebs. There we go. Now I actually have to find it. This is not going well this morning.
That's all right.
See, where did it go? Everything just keeps disappearing. There we go. Oh, now it's got to think again. All right, so here we go. Tickets for this particular show. This is just not going well this morning. I tell you what, I wasn't prepared. $40 for this particular show. So think about that for a minute. If you want to treat somebody to Valentine's Day, by the time you do the flowers and the dinner out and the candies or the gifts or whatever, I mean, we're talking maybe $80 for a night out as a couple.
That's actually cheaper than flowers and dinner.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, some drinks at the Legacy Dinner Theater as well. So definitely think about that. Again, legacydinnertheater.com if you want more information or to actually get those tickets. Now, I'm looking at the seats right now. Several of the tables right in the front are already sold out, but there's still plenty of really great seating if you want to catch that Tom Petty tribute show. It's called Free Fallen.
Cool.
So
nice.
There you have it. Look at how we like made things happen together this
just
morning.
Just like that.
I like when things work out. If my internet was working better this morning, that would have went much better as well. But, you know, we can't ask for everything, especially when it's almost a weekend. Anything new and exciting in your world? Did you guys do anything fun yesterday?
Let's see. So yesterday I worked on the script for our show for our theater company. Spent a lot of time. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes, Maddie. Here's the deal. I'm a big pen and paper guy. Okay.
Okay.
So I tend to write things down.
Sure.
Just pen and paper. But the problem with that is that eventually when you need to hand out scripts to people, you can't do it that way.
Right.
So by the time I have completed a script on pen and paper, I have to transfer it over to Google Docs. So
which takes a long time.
Yeah.
It's double the work.
It's like twice the work. So I'm trying to get it into Google Docs as I go along so I don't have to spend, you know, 3 days transferring it.
I'm made more creative when I just have pen and paper in front of me, though. That's the problem.
I love writing notes and making jotting down notes to myself, and because, you know, my memory isn't what it used to be.
I'm also a slow learner, Finn. So these are the lessons in life that are hard for me.
Other than that, the cabinet for the CDs arrived.
Nice.
So I've got like 10 trillion CDs. I don't even know how many CDs I have.
Very nice.
And they got to go. They've been boxed up since the move. So they've got to, I've got to get them.
They
got to
go somewhere.
Okay. But the problem with that is that so the shelving unit arrived, but then I just stare at it like, oh no. Now
you have to put it together now.
You know,
it's not from IKEA, is it?
No, it's not. It's from Amazon, so it's
okay.
not from IKEA.
All right, all right. But that might make it easier.
It will still require a few adult beverages, and I don't do directions. It's not my deal.
When people give me directions, it's like listening to a foreign language. It truly is. And Corey has just learned over the years to just let me figure stuff out and look at the pictures. Because when you word for word tell me what to do, I have nothing. I'm not going to comprehend that at all. It's just how my brain works. If I'm watching a video or something, because, you know, sometimes you can find videos for different things you're doing, totally helps. But I just mute the sound because I don't want to hear the person telling me things, because then there's other stuff that I have to know. Just show me how to do it and I will figure it out from there. If I have to read directions that come with something, oh, we're just totally.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a shelf off the side of that thing. There's going to be, it's just going to be ugly. I am not one of those people who is analytical enough to actually listen step by step or read step by step. I need pictures. So when I get an instruction manual that has no photos or pictures in it, I panic just a little bit, because especially if it's something I have to do on my own, because it's just not going to go well. Usually in that case, then I have to bring my husband in. And sometimes I try really hard not to have to bother him, because I know he's tired and he's busy and there's other things he'd rather do on his time off than help me with some of those projects. But, you know, we've spent the money to buy these things. So I feel like it's safer to allow him to be involved, even if I'm trying really hard to not have to make him involved. It's just
but
how it goes sometimes.
I've seen people that are actually good with directions and instructions and everything still get frustrated and flustered, you know, putting stuff together. So it's not just us. It's just we're not as good at it.
I mean, I got to tell you, Wendy Grant, she's a master at it. When we bought the station years ago, we went to IKEA and got a bunch of different furniture and things, and she was instrumental in putting it together. Mike Ganger is also very good at it, by the way. He looks at it like a Lego puzzle, which he really, really loved as a kid. So when he sees like an IKEA box, he's like, ooh, adult Legos. And then he gets to it, which is hilarious to me.
So
I'm like, you know
what? Challenge.
He is. He is. And he's a very patient individual. I, on the other hand, not so patient. My husband, on the other hand, really not so patient. As far as Corey goes, there should be somebody included in the box to put it together for him, is kind of how he thinks that should go down. Like, you put a drop of water on it and poof, you have the, you know, like the guy who's going to put everything together for
That's
you.
What
so
I want. Yeah.
I know, right? That would be awesome if that guy had, you know, just a little drop of water on the top of his head, and then all of a sudden he's a life size and then he can put everything together for you. I don't know how you get rid of him then. I haven't thought that far yet. I've thought about how you get him there. I just haven't thought how, you know, like how you get rid of him. He's like a shrinky dink is what I think of him as.
Shrinky dinks. I remember those. Yeah, you know, but that's the thing though. I mean, I could solve this problem by just saying, okay, I'm just going to stream all of my music, not have any problem. I'm just not that guy. I'm a big physical media guy.
Sure.
In fact, I'm watching a documentary now on Netflix about the design team and the artists that used to work on album covers back in the 70s and the 80s.
It was true art.
Oh, man, it really was. I mean, when you pulled out an album and you looked at it, that was a piece of art.
Yeah, there was all sorts of cool stuff happening in those album covers. I remember one of the Beach Boys albums from the 1960s. My mom and dad had it, and we had this old record player where you could stack like 7 albums, and then they would just play back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the coolest thing ever. I was enamored with that thing as a kid, and I would stack as many as I could on there because I was like, oh, it's just going to keep going. Anyway, it was a 4-album set, and I can't remember what it was. It was like everything from their early days. It had to be a greatest hits compilation. It had to be, because there was everything from their really early days all the way to Good Vibrations, California Girls, all of that kind of stuff.
What did the cover look like? Do you remember?
It was kind of trippy because it was like super colorful, and then their faces were actually doodled or drawn on the inside of it.
I wonder if that was Endless Summer.
It might have been. I don't even remember. I just remember the art on it because that was the thing that drew you to that album every time because it was so colorful. The inside was their faces sketched and drawn and then obviously colored in and stuff, but it was one of the coolest albums I've ever seen in my life. And I every time I think of really cool album art, and there was some good stuff, don't get me wrong, that's the one that always comes up in my mind because as a kid I was like, oh, anything with this much color can't be that bad, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's the one I always go to when I think of really cool album art. But that was definitely, and it was competitive too, right? Like the album art, it was pretty competitive because everybody wanted the album cover because that's what you did. That's how people recognized your brand, your music, or how you drew people to grab your album off of the store shelves is by having this really cool album art. And I actually have a friend did radio with us way back in the day, and he collects albums, and then actually, he doesn't care so much about the vinyl inside, even though he's a big vinyl guy, too, but he collects the ones with really cool art, and then he's got a buddy who does framing. So in his office, he's got this wall of just framed album art, which is just incredible. It's absolutely incredible, and he doesn't care if it's a little beat up or anything like that. He just wants the actual art itself because, I mean, it is. It's a thing of beauty when you start looking at those side by side. That'd be a cool documentary to see, I think. Yeah. I'd have to invest in it Netflix for like a month. Yeah. Just like a month, because everything else on there I'm kind of like, eh, but I could stand to do it for a month. There's some good stuff on there right now, some good documentaries. And we know how Corey Hartman loves a good documentary.
I have to say, as much as we make fun of your husband with his documentaries, when it comes to music documentaries, I'm all in.
Oh, they're the best.
I'm a sucker too. I can't help it. I have to watch it.
Yeah, you know, they're absolutely the best.
You know, because I know you said that he wants to see the Wham documentary. Mm-hmm. I would even watch that. I'd even, you know, just because I'm just fascinated. And the We Are the World one was really, really interesting. And here's the thing is that we're sitting on all of this footage, apparently. I mean, ever since Peter Jackson put out that Get Back documentary, there's got to be tons of footage from all of the artists, all of the bands, all of the people that you love that is still sitting in the vaults, in the archives, and eventually it will see the light of day, and you'll just be amazed. You'll be like, wow, I've never seen this before. Yeah.
You know, and you think of all of the different artists who have performed all over the world. And it's amazing to me that we haven't seen more of these documentaries or never before seen footage. I don't know if somebody's just sitting on it waiting for a money pile or a cash grab or what the deal is. But you'd think that especially as we start losing some of these artists, like, you know, we started this conversation with Tom Petty, right? Like you'd think somewhere somebody's got some footage of him in concert doing his thing over the years, writing music in the studio. I mean, is there a cash grab or what is happening here that somebody doesn't realize they have this stuff, or if they do, they haven't released it yet? That's
I'm
the
sure the estate is in charge of all that stuff.
Probably. Because that was the one thing about Tom Petty. When he left this earth, he had things pretty buttoned up, right? Like his family knew exactly what was going to happen with everything, all of his property, which I'm talking his music and his libraries and all of that. You know, we've talked about this. When Prince left this earth, nobody had a clue. That wasn't taken care of in any way, shape, or form. So that was a battle. And I want to say there still might be a couple court cases lingering about what, you know, certain property of Prince's that they don't know who's in charge or what to do with it, because that was an ongoing battle.
Wasn't there a thing with the Tom Petty estate with the mother and someone else? Was it like the daughter or something? I seem to remember something weird was going on there.
But at least we knew exactly who was going to own that property, right? Like, we knew that there was an estate and that the family was going to be in charge of it. The family just had their infighting. But, you know, when Prince died, though, everybody was like, what happens here? Who's actually going to be in charge of this? We know how much he hated the record companies, but there was nothing. Nobody had any idea who was going to actually own those songs and those catalogs and libraries and everything Prince had put together. together. And so at least when Tom Petty died, we knew there was some sort of estate, but it was very, very different. David Bowie, I think that was pretty buttoned up when he passed away as well. Yeah. I think we knew exactly
who was going to
be managing that.
Same Michael, with John Lennon.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, can you imagine? Because it's tough enough for us simple folk. Can you imagine? I mean, because when someone passes away, just an ordinary person, when you have a family,
right?
I've heard about cases where families really get into it.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know,
it's ugly.
Who's the house going to go to? Who's this going to go to? And however people put things in their wills before they pass on. I mean, families can get into some bitter feuds over stuff like that. So I can't imagine something like, you know, a former Beatle or Prince or Tom Petty. I can't even imagine what the nightmare must be like for that.
I'm glad there's smarter people in the world who get to help figure that stuff out than me, because I would just sit back and I'd be like, okay, this is why we have attorneys. I'm paying you, now do your job, figure it out, help me out here. We got to take a look at the forecast right now. Some scattered light rain possible today, breezy as well, 54 for a high. I was outside with Aspen this morning and it's a little balmy out there. You can definitely tell it's going to be a beautiful day temperature wise. Maybe a little moisture needed. I say it like this: at least it's rain coming and not snow. Sorry, all you winter people, but the rest of us are okay with just a little rain. Scattered light rain. Rain continues tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 39, then partly cloudy, little cooler tomorrow. Still pretty nice though, with a high near 46. Right now it's 39.
The way we use our homes is changing, and as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We hope your morning is going well so far. We are just about at another weekend. We just got to hang in there a couple of more days. That's it. We can do it. Here's Hall & Oates. It's Private Eyes now on Max FM.
Every
Hall & Oates are his private eyes. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 right now. And Finn, of course, we're quickly approaching Valentine's Day. Less than a week to go at this point. And if you're married and doing something for Valentine's Day, good for you. Apparently, nobody wants to know, because here is a poll that didn't even factor in the old married people of the world. In fact, someone polled 1,000 millennials and Gen Zers who are actively dating and looked at what the perfect Valentine's Day date looks like in 2024. Well, it turns out that not much has changed, and we're still pretty traditional in what we like to do, even those kids who are all up on the coolest and newest things, right? So the perfect date actually starts out with flowers or a small gift, and one of you should be picking the other person up. Don't make them meet you somewhere. Don't send an Uber, anything like that. Actually take the time to go pick up the date. After that, it's dinner and a movie. And the night should end with, quote, some form of togetherness. Well, we know what that's a euphemism for. 48% want alone time with their date, and 43% say a goodnight kiss would be ideal. It also looked at the top plans for people staying in for Valentine's Day. 61% plan to watch some sort of show or movie together. 59% of people are going to cook a nice dinner together, and 51% plan to become intimate. The average couple going out on a date is going to spend about $114. Like I said, you can spend less by getting Tom Petty tribute tickets. Uh-huh. The average couple staying in is going to spend about $86 this Valentine's Day. So there out. You have it. It kind of proves that, you know, as much as things change, they really don't. And Valentine's Day is one of those days that, you know, we try to acknowledge, maybe we should acknowledge. It's a weird holiday to me. It really truly is. I figure, here's my thoughts on it. It's not that, like, I don't want to go do fun stuff, but we should be doing fun stuff all the time, not just on one specific day of the year. That's my philosophy anyway with Valentine's Day. So it's really hard for me to get really into it. Now, you, on the other hand, I know that you made the mistake of proposing on Valentine's Day, meaning it's one of the biggest days in your life because of the fact that there's a little extra emphasis on it. When I say mistake, I mean the fact that you did have to put extra emphasis and more pressure on yourself, Finn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you know, I mean, to be fair, the reason I did that was because I didn't want to really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Sure.
I wanted to change it into something else. So that's how I got myself into that.
Which
ditch.
Makes sense.
And what we found out yesterday during the morning show with you guys, it's not exactly the old Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, you don't bring me flowers.
No,
because
no.
The last time that happened for you, mm-hmm. you had to go to an urgent care.
Right. 18 years ago, 20 yeah. years ago, actually, because Max was a baby, was the last time my husband actually had flowers delivered to the house. Now, since then, I have gotten flowers, but he always makes it makes the extra effort to go pick them up and bring them to
bring
me.
Bring them to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we don't allow delivery people to ring doorbells in our house anymore for that specific reason.
So do you and Corey, do you actually celebrate the day at all? Do you do anything special?
Or no,
do you just,
no.
Because for us, I mean, the thing is that most of the restaurants are all, because we were just talking about this last
night. They're full. Everything's more expensive.
Restaurants are full. Yeah, there was a place that my wife wanted to go to, but they're all booked up, so we can't get into that place. And yeah, I mean, every place is busy. It's almost like, let's just chill out at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it can be expensive. I would rather go see the Tom Petty tribute show.
Right?
Myself,
that sounds like a much better deal to me a couple days later. But no, we Valentine's Day has really never had a big emphasis in our house. We do a lot of fun things together. If we're going to do a date night, we're going to just do a date night. We don't need to wait for Valentine's Day to make it happen. It's just not how we've always done things. Now, when the boys were little, we used to do fun, stupid little things. They got like I used to make them Valentine's Day baskets with just some fun candies and things like that in them, and then we'd have like strawberry milk in the morning, and I'd take cinnamon rolls and bake them into a heart shape and all that kind of stupid stuff. But they loved it. They thought it was really cool, and that was pretty much the extent of it. We'd always have a nice dinner at home, you know, kid friendly, obviously, because both boys were round and small at the time. So we always made it kind of fun. And, you know, homeschooling, we always put a little extra emphasis on reading the story about why Valentine's Day exists, you know, in kid friendly terms, because in actuality, it's not that kid friendly of a reason why we have Valentine's Day. We'd, you know, do some Cupid type stuff, and we'd watch some Valentine's Day kid movies and all of that kind of stuff. So it was never anything extravagant, but we always had fun with it. And then the boys got older and they were like, why are you making me a heart-shaped cinnamon roll? Like, why? What are you doing here, Mom? So then, you know, that when they start questioning your motives, that's when you know it's time to pull back. And then, as we all know as parents, when you start pulling back, then everything changes, right?
Yeah, totally.
Especially exactly. When you have teenage boys. The girls might still think it's really awesome that, you know, you made them strawberry milk and a heart-shaped, you know, cinnamon roll stick or whatever you want to call it. Boys, on the other hand, are like, can I just have my cereal now? Why are you in the way? It is literally the look you get from them. Like, why are you here right now? Why do you need me right now? So,
you know what, though? But we're such a jaded society that I think it's all right for there to be a little romance left in the world. You know,
agreed.
I mean, I think it's all right to bring someone you love some flowers
For sure.
Or take them out for a
but
nice dinner.
But I think it's sweeter when you're doing it on a day when they don't expect it, right?
Yeah,
it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should, you know, do, you know, right. A lot of people expect it on Valentine's Day. Now, the day after Valentine's Day, a couple days before Valentine's Day, to me, that just means they're thinking about you a little bit more than just, oh, I had to get something because it was Valentine's Day. I don't know. I'm of the mindset that if I'm going to do something to show my husband I love him and we want to go out and have fun and just be by ourselves, I'm not going to wait for one specific day. But I do understand that for a lot of people, you know, it is a significant holiday for some reason. So I'm not one of those people who's going to poo-poo on it either. I mean, I have some really great friends who they go all out on Valentine's Day. They made the reservations probably like a year ago to be at their favorite restaurant at a rooftop view in downtown Minneapolis, and they're going to dress up and do all of that. And I think that's awesome. You know, go have fun with it.
You have to get those reservations in early. You really have to be
on top
of it.
They literally, I think, made them last year when they left the restaurant on Valentine's Day. I'm pretty sure that's how that went down.
You know what, though? Like I said, I mean, I had to mix it up. I had to change it around because I think a lot of guys kind of feel this way. I'm not going to say every guy feels this way, but a lot of guys feel like, okay, Valentine's Day. This is a day that was created by Hallmark, okay?
Yes.
It's all Hallmark and FTD, and, you know, it's I don't want to feel like I have to give the person that I care about something on this specific day because they decided that this was going to be the day.
Right.
On the other hand, I remember when I did propose to my wife, we had gone out to dinner and I had the ring in my jacket. Now, you'd have to check with her to get her feedback on this. But so we went out to this nice restaurant and so I had the ring and I thought about, you know, asking her then. Okay. But I was like, no, it's just not right. I mean, there was a whole bunch. I mean, there were people around. It was in a restaurant.
Sure.
And sure, I guess it could have been romantic. All right. But
you don't know any of these people.
Right.
Like, that's the weird thing to me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I don't need their congratulations because they don't care.
So I'm thinking, okay, so when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? When is this moment going to be? Well, we were rehearsing a show together at the same time. We were in a production of Oliver, and we had to go to rehearsal after this dinner, okay?
Yep.
So then I thought, okay, it's going to be during rehearsal is when I'm going to propose to her. I didn't know exactly when.
Sure.
And so then I'm on stage with her and we've got lines and we're rehearsing. And I think it was it might not have been dress rehearsal week, but it was pretty close.
Right.
I can't remember for sure. And so I'm trying to remember my lines. At the same time, I'm thinking, when is this going to be? When am I going to drop down to my knee and do this? And it worked out. The moment I picked, I have to pat myself on the back. The moment I picked was perfect. It was awesome. Absolutely perfect. And the cast didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it. And they all kind of rallied around us, and everybody was there. And the person that was running sound started to play "Let Me Call You Sweetheart."
Awesome! Up in the sound booth, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was like it was magic, really. Yes. You know, I mean, because you couldn't plan something. I mean, you could plan something like that.
Yeah, but that's not as fun as spontaneity.
Exactly. The fact that it was just spontaneous and it just happened. Yeah. It was special.
This is also how you know that you're a true theater person, right? Because eloped and then ended up going back to work, and we were literally a week from opening a musical, and we went down to the theater to actually help, because Corey was doing sound, I was helping backstage. So the night we get married, like the day we get married, we elope at the courthouse, we go back to the radio station to work because, well, somebody had to do the 16-hour day, right? There was no time.
You didn't take the day off.
We didn't. And then we actually left the station and went down to rehearsals because we were a week out from the show opening.
Sure.
Now, in the meantime, our best man for our wedding was our operations manager, the Big J, that's what he called himself, and our afternoon girl, Abby, who's still a really great friend. She lives down in Dubuque now. And so they were our best man and our maid of honor at our elopement at the courthouse.
Wow.
And because Big J knew everybody in town, doing radio for 100,000 years in a town of 15,000, that tends to happen, right? He actually called one of the cast members who was a really good friend and told them that we had gotten married. And so when we got there, they were like, "Why are you two here? Go home." And so they had actually collectively already gone together, a few of the couples that we knew really well, and gotten us a gift card for dinner and drinks and all of that kind of stuff, so we could at least go out that way. But that just proves that you proposing to Chris in a theater in the middle of a rehearsal and us going to a rehearsal after we just eloped is true theaterdom.
It really is. You can't get much more theater than that.
No, you definitely cannot. Oh, this is why we do what we love, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We do have some light rain possible today into tonight. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger on Max FM.
Super savings all week at Pierce's East, West, and Lake Delton Liquor. This is Craig. Tackle your thirst with 24 to 30 packs of Bud Light, Miller Light, MGD, and Coors Light at just $19.49 with an instant coupon. 18 packs of Busch Light are $12.29, and High Noon Sun Sips are $16.99 for an 8-pack. Quota Box Wines are $16.59 for 3 liters, and Barefoot Wines, the official wine sponsor of the NFL, 1.5-liter bottles, just $9.99. Cheers, and enjoy the game from Pierce's Express Markets.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, "I can't do this." And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at RAMCHealth.com.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Tonight, the Baraboo Portage boys hockey team is going to be hosting Milton out at Pierce Park. 7 o'clock will be the puck drop for it. And then the Thunderbird girls basketball team will head to Sauk Prairie. T-Birds and the Eagles tip off at 7:15. Portage tonight will be hosting Reedsburg for girls hoops. It's teacher appreciation night for the Warriors. 7:15 is when that one gets underway. Also for Reedsburg tonight, gymnastics will be hosting Sauk Prairie at 6:30. And RWD boys hockey will be at McFarland tonight at 7. The Wisconsin Badgers fall again last night, this time against just a 7-win Michigan Wolverine team. 72-68, the final on the road. Wolverines got out to the early lead. Badgers would take over midway through the second half. But then Michigan again started knocking down some big shots, and the Badgers really struggled from behind the three-point line and ultimately dropped the game by 4 points. Wisconsin was 5 of 19 from behind the arc, and that goes along with what they did in their previous loss to number 2 Purdue when they were 3 of 19 on three-pointers. AJ Storr scored 20 for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn added 17, and Tyler Wall had 12. With those three straight losses, the number 11 Badgers are now 16-7 for the season. They fall to 8-4 in the conference. Michigan improves to 8-15 for the season, just 3-9 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin will be at Rutgers on Saturday and then returning home on Tuesday. Bucks will look to turn things around tonight, but they'll have to do it against a team playing some pretty good basketball as they're going to be hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bucks losers of four of their last five games. They did get some good news with Chris Middleton just spraining an ankle as the x-rays have come out negative. Milwaukee 33-18 for the season, 21-5 at home. Timberwolves come into this one 35-16 for the year. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off tonight. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered light rain likely today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy today out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, some scattered light rain, mostly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 46. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
99.7.
7:50 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. Here is Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I figured after the talk about Valentine's Day and proposals and elopements, you had to follow it up with Queen and a crazy little thing called love. It is 7:53 right now, and we've got to run down these birthdays that we have. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce also standing by because he's going to tell us why weekends are best here in just a moment. But before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or know somebody who is, please text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Starting at the top of our celebrity list, Bethany Hamilton is celebrating. Of course, she's that kick butt surfer who survived a shark attack. She is 34 years old. It seems like she was really young when that shark attack happened, wasn't she? Yeah. 17, 18 years old. So the fact that she's 34 and she's got some really cute little boys that she's raising up in this world. So I love Bethany Hamilton. They've been made a movie about her too, didn't they, a few years ago? I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember who stars in it. I just remember her doing some press talking about what happened to her and the movie, and that's about all I remember.
Can you imagine? I mean, wow.
No, I cannot. I'm not a great swimmer anyway, and I mean, here she is, like the surfer chick, and I can't even imagine going through what she did.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, currently the Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver, he's celebrating his 35th birthday this week, today, I should say. It's not quite Friday yet. I was going to say this weekend. Anderson Paak, who's a hip-hop and R&B singer, he's celebrating his 38th birthday. He's done a lot of stuff recently with Bruno Mars. Cecily Strong, who we loved on SNL, towards the end, her biggest impersonation was Melania Trump. She is celebrating her 40th birthday today. That'd be Cecily, not Melania, by the way. Liam McIntyre, he's the guy who took over as Spartacus on Stars after Andy Whitfield's cancer came back. And then, of course, we all know that Andy Whitfield died in 2011. But Liam McIntyre celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Dawn Oliveri, who is Monica Talbot on House of Lies. She was also Lydia on Heroes. She is celebrating her 43rd birthday. Let's see. William Jackson Harper, Chidi on The Good Place, is celebrating his 44th birthday today. Oh, this is a big one. Seth Green is also celebrating today. Co-creator of Robot Chicken. He's also Scott Evil in the Austin Powers movies, Oz on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and the voice of Chris on Family Guy. I love Seth Green. He is 50 years old today. Still looks like he's 25, but yeah. He's actually 50 today.
Perennial teenager, basically.
Right? I want his genetics. Yeah. The Big Show, WWE superstar and Captain Insano in Waterboy. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Flo from those Progressive Insurance commercials, Stephanie Courtney, that is her real name. She is celebrating her 54th birthday. Mary McCormick, who is Stephen Amell's partner on his Stars wrestling series Heels. She was also the kick butt star of USA Network's In Plain Sight. She is 55 years old today. Another big one from the music world, Vince Neil of Motley Crue is celebrating today, Finn. He is 63 years old. Of course, we might have to pull out some Motley Crue this morning. It's a small library here on Max FM, but I always wait for a good opportunity to pull out something like Dr. Feelgood.
There you go.
John Grisham, legend behind The Firm, The Client, The Rainmaker, The Chamber, and The Pelican Brief. He is celebrating his 69th birthday. For a while, it felt like he just wrote books so they could make him into movies.
Yeah.
It was like he was just writing a screenplay at the same time. It was fine. No big deal. Mary Steenburgen, who is Ted Danson's wife, of course. She's been in a lot of great stuff. I think she's phenomenal. She is 71 years old today. Creed Bratton, who is Creed on The Office. He also played guitar in the Grassroots back in the 1960s. He's 81 years old today.
He sure did. You know, my son never believed me about that until I grabbed one of the Grassroots albums from out of the collection. I'm like, see that guy there?
Yeah.
That's Creed from The Office.
Right? Like, combining two of my favorite things in the world. I'm a huge Grassroots fan. And then on The Office as well, it's like somebody read my mind and made this character. Nick Nolte is 83 years old today. I had no idea Nick Nolte was that old. Ted Koppel is also celebrating a birthday. He is 84. And then you have John Williams, who is the mega composer. Star Wars, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, Superman, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, and Memoirs of a Geisha, just to name a few. He's been nominated for 54 Academy Awards. He holds the record for the most Oscar nominations for a living person. Of those, he's only won 5 times. He's also won 26 Grammys, 3 Emmys, and 4 Golden Globes. 92 years old today for John Williams. And then we have a few local birthdays we got to pass along here today. Art Bisek is celebrating, so very happy birthday to Art. Mary Orlowski is also celebrating a birthday, so Mary, very happy birthday to you. And Philip Bailey, also celebrating a birthday. I wonder if he knows how famous his name is.
Easy Lover, right?
Exactly. The two Phils, as we like to call them. Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want somebody added to our list, easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Some scattered light rain possible today. Seeing a little sun right now here at Goose Poop Pond. I'm always down for that. Breezy today as well, 54 for a high. Some scattered light rain tonight, mostly cloudy down to 39. Partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a high near 46. 641 right now. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us in just moments to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
We are living the dream this morning.
Well, of course. I mean, aren't we every week? Plus, we're close to a weekend, and this is a chock-full calendar. I apologize. Oh, I'm running fashionably late here this morning, but we have a lot going on as far as things that we can do this weekend, and I know there's some things that even start yet this week, so where do we just